On two consecutive nights at Floyd Fest 2025, Aurora in late July, thunder and lightning in the area led to the festival site in Floyd County telling people to seek shelter and the postponement of performances, but some groups lost their slot on stage, like Nashville-based Hippies and Cowboys, where Aaron Sparling is the lead singer and songwriter.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of country coming out of Nashville. I feel like there's very few rock and roll bands like us that are really doing it in Nashville. I mean, of course, there's quite a few rock and roll bands that play down on Broadway and all that, but as far as like southern rock bands and rock bands in general go in Nashville that are out here on tour and actually building kind of a career out of it, I feel like we're one of the few.
Hippies and Cowboys also dabbles in soul stylings. When their set got canceled due to those impending storms, Sparling says it was much ado about nothing and they could have all played on. The group's fans wouldn't leave the stage area where they would have performed.
All of our fans were standing out front of the stage waiting for us, despite of the people telling we go take shelter. They're like, no freaking way. We're not missing our, we don't want to leave the front row here and miss our spots, you know, for when they do come back on. But then it ended up getting canceled. I just had the idea where I was like, well, you know, they can't keep us from grabbing our acoustic guitars and coming out here and setting up in the crowd and just playing some songs for them. That's what we did. We grabbed three acoustic guitars and a snare drum and a tambourine, and we all sat out there and let the crowd kind of crowd around us and just played a good 30 to 45 minute set of just acoustic jams for the band. Turned out to be better than I think our regular plugged-in set would have been, because it was just a special moment, you know, for those that were there. It wasn't like we had a giant crowd like we would have if we were playing the plugged-in set, but it was a special moment that people will remember. Super nice. Anything for the fans, you know.
If you missed seeing them at Floyd Fest, Hippies and Cowboys will also perform in a few weeks at the Bristol Rhythm and Roots reunion on September 19th. Sparling says there might have been a few small logistical blips at Floyd Fest 2025 that he associated with it being only the second year at its new home in the Floyd County town of Czech, but he says the band would love to come back and play that set on one of several stages at Floyd Fest if Mother Nature cooperates this time.
Yeah, I had a great time. Really cool festival grounds, and the people were really nice. The staff was accommodating. Festivals are great for gaining new fans that usually probably wouldn't come to your show, but most of the time, if like they were in their hometown or wherever they come from, and we come through there, and they didn't know who we are, chances are they probably wouldn't show up. At the festival, it's kind of nice because people are more open and willing to go and try and hear things they don't know who they are, you know, or much about.
Time, as loud as you can. Oh, I'm learning to fly. Yeah.
Floyd Fest 2026 will take place July 22nd through July 26th next year. Look for the first announcements about who's coming by November. The 2025 People's Choice Award in the On the Rise competition went to Florencia and the Feeling. Hash the Band was the runner-up. For WFIR News, I'm Gene Marano.